Ethan Foss.
You have to give thought, because it is not usually just you. Have you ever noticed when the adversary goes, you may, in working for God, be able to allow and say, okay, I release it. Go your way. You may have to release your children, your spouse, your family, everybody you thought was really nifty. By releasing them, you don't have to send them away. You don't have to do anything. You can just release it. Let it go. If they are into adulthood, let them go. They have a right to make their choices. It's not yours. Well, but if I had just taught them differently, that is still your problem and your hang-up. You did what you did. It's over. It's done. They are now mature. They can accept their responsibility. You live in a world that is absolutely, there is a grid now around your globe. They can pulse you, right, to make. Why do you think this little woman from Oregon sought that abortion doctor? Well, number one, that's a good reason to get rid of guns, they'll tell you. That is deliberate, uncontrollable brain programming to the pinpoint. She will not be able to tell you why she did it, and no one will know why she did it except the one who aimed that beam at her and said, shoot that man. And there would have been no way that she could have not. That is what your world has come to. They structure incidents. And it's as easy as pushing a button. But I'll tell you something that will make you feel a little better. Ones of God are also out there. And it may seem like the most unlikely ally you could imagine. But the adversary does not have upper control of space. And that's when it's going to get hot. They've lied to you so long to try to fool you into believing you have supremacy. Number one, the Russians have supremacy. And number two, the Russians who are on my side still have the most. Does that mean that they are wonderful children of God and won't hurt you? They will blast you off this hemisphere, my friends.
Amen.
Now, when you get so foolish that you think I will be saved, you better forget it. There is being saved, and then there is working to know that you're in security. And you better know the difference. And you're going to have to let go of a lot of things, a lot of ideas. You don't know why that spouse was sent to you, for instance. We have some that have done, they've done time, if you will, just trying to make a working relationship. And you think there's hell. And I don't mean that just because someone does everything you want, that this is a perfect relationship. Most of the time, whatever it is you think you want in a selfish way is the wrong thing. You've just pulled on yourself in your own insecurities and your own selfish greed. Well, I want it my way. You better think about that again. You really better think about that again. If your way is godly, you've got a point. If it is without selfishness, you've got a point. Question everything that you do, your fits and your tantrums. Does it mean you're not going to have any more fits and tantrums? No. You're human beings. Plus the fact things irritate you and make you aggravated. Seems to me that wonderful fable, you know, that came along, that myth, whatever it was, real, phony, that came all the way down in the Bible. Your Christ Jesus, didn't he cry that fig tree? Well, that would have been considered a tantrum. Even a fig tree only bears fruit in its season. And if it didn't have fruit on it, don't you think maybe that might be a fable? That any intelligent human being would not fry a tree and shrivel it away just because it didn't have a fig out of season? Much less the King of Wisdom? He wouldn't have bothered. He would have just taken a fig out of the air. Even Sibaba can do that. So understand what has happened over the years. You have been brainwashed, and now they're finishing it off. They are brain controlling. And you are frustrating to them because they can maybe make you sick to your stomach, but they cannot control you. That is why the truth will make you free. As long as you know the truth, no matter what they send to you in that kind of a way, they can't do anything to you. Well, Ed Young and Dharma will say, well, they certainly can. They can stop your heart just like that. And you have to get it started again, sir. True. But I always start again, don't I? So far. So basically, they can't do anything to you. And as long as you know, you will counter it yourself. And you're going to build your frequencies even higher. This batch of Gyantrayana that we're going to now present to everybody who wants it, we're going to drop the price right down. We're no longer in a war with Merkel to try to allow him. He can go his way. God always offers those who made a commitment to get in or out. Doesn't mean that someday he may not come in. But it means right now we are no longer going to play the game. And I can tell you right now that this Gyantrayana is going to bear a higher energy frequency than anything on your globe. It will start with the frequency on which I transmit. That is also the frequency where visibility occurs. From disbursement, from manifesting, where you with your eyes could get out there and see a shift take form. And then when you need to go beyond that, we'll do it. We may start with sound. All you have to do is your part. Well, can't I just sort of have a little bit of carcinoma? I mean, it's become a part of me and my friend. Don't laugh. We make friends of our ailments. I want to tell you. There are the tools. I'm going to break her wrist. I forget you ones have contortions. At least, I let you move. Randall, Rick, Al will remember when Dorma's is I don't know what to do when you're going to receive, but I know the light hurts my eyes. So for you who think this is a Hollywood scene, the light is very painful, and after all of these hours, it's almost too much to even open the eyes in a darkened room, because there is no protection of the eyes. She's sitting here like a dumbbell watching this movie go by with nothing but that thin covering over her eyes. And I'm about to blast her out on the other side, you see, and that reflection coming back is very hard on the eyes. And I was not very up with it either. I get carried away in my own lecture. And she would sit maybe for 2 hours without so much as moving a finger. Now I try to do this every now and then, you know, or move her feet or do something. You see, once again, oh, he takes over her body. No, he doesn't. Have you ever heard of a computer, for instance? I can trigger the nerves. I'm going to come and experience with you. I need to get every now and then crammed into something uncomfortable, miserable, and experience. I don't like it. But I need to feel what her hand feels like. I know that ones who used to, in the training period, before now training period, I would pick up the fabric. I know that ones would say, what in the world is she doing? All the way down to the cuff, see. This is our integration period of time. And I don't intend to come down there and integrate into the human form as you would recognize it and call it human. Because we're headed out there where I am. Why would we all back up over to here? To walk around as primitive apes, if you will. Why would you want to go backwards? So by the time that we come to be able to experience together, you're going to have grown a great deal. That doesn't mean that I may not appear and work with you, or that all ones would not be able to see me, but because I would stick out like a very sore thumb, it would not be very wise, would it? When we can accomplish what we need without that untoward attention. And when it boils right down to the facts of it, the foundation of it, Chelas, you must believe on the basis of the belief. And it must be based on the belief of God. And what is right. And it's between you and God to work that out. Take your confirmations where they come, and you'll realize you don't need a miracle. You don't need a magic show. It's out there every night. They commune with you from every corner of your sky. Doesn't matter which is Hatton's ship. Your brothers are out there and they're a long way from their home. And they've come to serve. And it's a lot better where they are. Why would they come into this dark fray? Well, on evacuation day, if it comes to that, And this is what is always so amusing about the Ashtar command. Oh, Ashtar is going to come and experience 3 days with his twin flame, Athena. He is. Ashtar, if you could visualize it, would be something like a 20-mile computer. 20 miles long. More sophisticated than anything you've got. But it bears the records of every energy form on this planet. And Ashtar himself has a label. But it is easier to say Ashtar. It represents a command. And it is the label given as identification to the energy form that heads that command. So, and this would be for Sam. Sam always gives me a beautiful introduction. And he always demands for his audience that I identify as to whether or not I come in the light. I fully expected him, and he thought of it. This is for Sam. Sam thought of it to ask me in this room. Do I come of the light? And this is a good test. I really would hop all over these ones. Number one, Dharma cleans that circuit. But in the beginning, you know, she's like everybody. And I really nailed the first few. You know, in our early training period. I don't care. If you're going to see Jay-Z Knight, raise your hand and say, are you of the light? Do you come in God's light? And if she scratches her head or Ramtha lingers just a little bit by what do you mean, you better question it. And then you really started a fracas if you just get up and say, every dark energy in this place will now remove itself in the name of God of light. Now you've got a real problem. It's going to have to do something up there, isn't it? Well, I can clean a room, but sometimes I kind of like them to stay for their lessons. You've got energy forms in this room, crammed into this room. They need their lessons. They're bound to an earth plane that they don't know what to do. Their guides bring them to these kinds of sessions for them to get their lessons. Somewhere along the line of soul essence, you must get your lessons. Or you don't get any higher. You don't get any farther. And I speak of higher simply because you once think it's all out there somewhere. Extraterrestrial, you know. Oh, well, no, I talk to God, not ETs. Well, I want to know where, if you think he's out there, he is. He's an extraterrestrial, obviously. And certainly a lot of these energy forms coming back to help you are extraterrestrial. So I suggest every one of you who don't remember very well how it is about liftoff, and I'm talking evacuation, in a split second, when it becomes obvious you're going to pulverize that planet with energy that will destroy soul essence, you'll be gotten off. And we won't have more than 15 minutes in your counting to get it done. And craft capable of getting into your sector are sitting out there waiting to be summoned. Because if you are coming off in human form, there has to be that much space on that craft for your body. And preparations are made. And Ashtar's command has every one of you of soul energy on a wire. Nail. Tapped. Everywhere you go, that energy is locked in to that computer brain. It doesn't matter where you are that day. The frequency that will be used will go through anything. And that means that you will be able to pass through anything. So don't worry about running outside. If you know enough about it, stay where you are. For goodness sake, stay where you are. And when you see the beam shine down for you, get in it. Even if you don't hear anything else I'm saying today, and you don't believe anything, I want to tell you, when that beam comes, make sure it's of the light. You don't want to just go for a ride. There will be other signs that will tell you it's time. Don't go back for the puppy dog. Don't worry about the children. Go back and read Spacegate. And find out about evacuation.
From here to Armageddon, I think it's the aspect.
Read them all. It's interesting. All of the children will be taken. They have no concept. Every child is innocent and of God. That doesn't mean that every child, mechanical, will be taken up. One say, how could God let this happen? Where are these children? Who has these children? What are you going to do with these children? We have all those children that you've murdered. Think about it. We already have them. And what you perceive as a necessity, oh, you kill that child. No, you kill that child. We lift up his soul. And if it is confused and it doesn't know where to go, you better believe it's going to have a guide to bring it home. And so every child will be taken up. Every child's soul will be taken up, without exception, first. And then will come the people of God. And then will come, if there's time, the ones who just couldn't make up their flipping mind. Will try to get them through that beam. Many will transform. And that's not your business. Many will transform. There will be many transitions made. Translations. That doesn't mean they are lost. It simply means they will be placed at a level of their growth. But they could not stand the physical impact to get that body through. Now, when we talk about landing or lifting off or getting through a light beam, this is a real physical problem. Fear will absolutely immobilize the beam. It will lock it into this terror. And as long as you remain in this conscious terror, panic, you will very aptly do the wrong thing, and you will not be able to release to this knowingness that will get you off. So you have to experience enough and believe enough that it's all right with you to release that consciousness. In pickup, under contractual agreement, a ship will land or come near the ground, even if it doesn't land. And you will not be going through a light beam more than to immobilize, and possibly 25 feet. You may have to, at time of evacuation, go 30 miles in a light beam. And that means that you're not going to go faster than the speed of light. and change your mind in the middle, and you're in trouble, because we've got to then set it so that we lock you into that light in vaporized form, or at least in semi translucent form. You will still have your shape going up the light, but you will be in holographic form, or you'll fall out. It's like everybody's going to go sit on a cloud. You're going to fall down. Why? Because of gravity. No. Because you will be seeking your density, and that's what your body weighs. It's going to go down where it can find its own density. Gas goes up there. So you have to know that you have to become light enough, and I'm talking about feather light, enough to float. And then you have to become even higher frequency to lock into the beams that allow you to transport. Can we do that? Yes, we can do it. But if we have to preach a sermon when you've only got 30 seconds, neither one of us are going to win. So please understand. And this is why knowing will allow you the freedom of action. Well, it sounds pretty far out to me. It is far out. It is a long way far out. But what may you have to come back to? Poof, the magic dragon. There's more to that song than meets the ear. Poof. Earth will be gone. Very possibly. And the magic dragon will have won. Well, let's put it this way. You as individuals will have lost. Because those making the wrong choice will move into the darkness. Okay. Now, what if the world then, enough of us turn around and you can make it? God never destroys anything, uncreates anything, as long as there is possibility. And it's a nice planet. And it's evolved, and it has recycled, and it has done its thing for a long, long time. Your native Aboriginal brothers were the first here, they will be the last off. So basically, the Christed red man has taken the worst brunt of the journey. You may think you have. He has. Because in every instance, he has to be the one that comes up from the primitive, you know, move like that. That doesn't mean that you were not once there in that role. Forget about race, creed, color, and forms. You will never go back to a lower species than yourself. Never, never, never. Man is created as man. You did not evolve from an ape. Apes evolved from apes. It is not in your DNA structure to be an ape. Well, but what about unicorns and those funny-looking things, centaurians or whatever you're going to call them, Hatton, half man, half beast? Is that possible? Everything is possible. And the more man tinkers with genetics and DNA, the more possible these mutants become. You've created me an army of little grays. You mean there are no lizards out there in space? But I thought that even the Sumerians kind of looked like lizards. Well, if you saw what you look like, And you have to know that the adversary has utilized the serpent as his symbol forever. So if you have anything based on the serpent, be very careful. Look at it very carefully. That does not mean that the snake is not one of God's beautiful creatures. You better know the difference, though, hadn't you? In a gopher snake that rid your garden of gophers, and the pit viper that can even kill a fellow snake. These are symbolic. Symbolic. I resent the fact that the adversary utilizes the goat as his image, as his animal image. Because the goat is one of the better and most flexible and versatile of all the animals. It will clean up your weeds. Of course, you can't trust it in with the legumes. It'll eat them first. But in an apple orchard, a good herd of goats will trim it right down. Don't forget it. Goat's milk is far better for you than the cow. Don't confuse the symbol of the adversary with the goat that runs around in the herd. Although symbolically, look what you have. What do you have in the picture form of goat? If you're eating a tin can, that means you'll eat anything. It means that the goat becomes the image of everything physical. It can devour everything physical. And by basically ingesting it, it becomes one with it. And it is king. It's illogical. Of course, that goat is not going to do well at digesting that tin can. Although bits and pieces of it, he will do. He could. He's very durable. He's very nimble. He knows how to utilize the physical expression very well for his survival. Especially the mountain goats. Watch them. Does it mean that they don't ever tumble off the mountain? No, they often tumble off the mountain. Doesn't stop the rest from going up there into the stupid places, though.
You've got to climb the trees, too.
Well, then maybe you better watch your orchard. When they run out of weeds, move them. They make wonderful pets. Don't be foolish. Don't mix up the symbol with the reality of the beingness. Any more than you would walk into the lion's den just because it's a symbol of God. He'll eat you if he gets a chance and he's hungry. This is why the symbolism of throwing the Christians into the Colosseum. Because the lion is the symbol of God. And this would put to rest, you see, I, adversary, am going to feed you to your own God. That's the mentality behind it. I don't want any of you fed to any lions or goats. It's not a good cop-out this year. Martyrdom has already been done. Crucifixion has already been done. Can't we move on now to things that need to be done now? Martyrdom is a cop-out. At least now, it is a cop-out. We don't need any dead martyrs. We need some live doers or patient waiters. Who are willing to learn and walk with us each step of this way. is like Gilgana. You don't have to take it. And some of you will make it. I don't care if you poison yourself. You're going to make it. But why not avail yourself of what is available? That makes it easier. And then we don't have to struggle with it. You see, we talk about spent grain. There's a reason for that. It is not wheat. Some of